Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo!
It's football season in the bluegrass!
It's football time in the bluegrass!
Ah,
it's here!
It's actually in Hattiesburg.
Yes.
Which is a good thing because it is freezing and overcast and ugly outside. So I'm glad we didn't have to go open things up and tailgate in this because this is nasty.
Yeah, Commonwealth Stadium wouldn't have been...
It wouldn't have felt the same.
It wouldn't have been a nice place to be because of this weather today. Instead, I am going to be at home on my couch with my contest-winning chili.
Yes, that's right. You back-to-back, right? Or is it just you?
Well, I won two different contests.
Okay.
Yes. A small one, probably about 10, and then a larger one versus about 30. Yeah, won both of them. Yeah. But this is different today because it's a six-hour process. My wife is going to go ahead and start on it while I'm here.
A six-hour process. You don't beat 40 other chilies by making it in 30 minutes.
No. It takes time and love. Yes, and care and beer. So we knew the weather was going to be like it is today. We thought, what would be better?
Now, are you nervous about her making it? That it won't be this... It'll be missing something?
I don't know. The heat, the simmering and all those, they do their own work. So as long as she sticks to the measurements, I'm a little more liberal with the hot sauce and the beer than she probably will be.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I think we're all right. The last batch I made, I put in almost too much beer. And like everybody said, I can taste the beer.
Yeah. I made chili once and the only liquid I put in it was beer. And I used that bourbon barrel ale.
Oh, yeah.
So it had a real distinctive flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So it was basically just putting peppers and ground beef inside a bourbon barrel ale and then putting it in the microwave. And I was like, this is pretty good. And everyone around was like, yeah. It's really good. I'll have to get this recipe. I'm like, it's easy.
Yeah.
Just pour 7 beers into a thing and add beans.
Well, my secret is like a brown nutty type beer, like a hazelnut or a pecan or something nutty, which you can find at any liquor store. And then, I know that it 12 ounces. It needs to be 12 ounce pour. Or less, not 22-ounce pour. Because I got
not
kids.
The deuce, yeah.
But I think she'll do fine. I think we're okay on this. But we knew ahead of time, so we went out and got all the ingredients ready to go. I can't wait.
Football.
Chili, Fritos, football. Oh, come on.
And to me, this is flat out the most important game of the season. And I know, like, 6 or 7 games in, depending on how things have gone, another game could feel more important. But I was this way last year.
I know.
I was so hesitant about the Southern Miss game. And then I think you even texted me when Kentucky was up 25, like, really?
Yeah. I remember this whole thing, how it went down. You said, I'm worried.
Yeah,
I'm nervous. Most important game of the year. I said, they're going to stomp them. This is an SEC school. Southern Miss hasn't beaten an SEC school in like 13 games. The talent gap is so big. Kentucky's just going to go out there and whoop up on them. And yes, halftime we're like, told you what I say. And then second half it was.
I know.
I've got something stuck in my throat.
And no one was there to perform the Heimlich.
No.
But that taste is a little bit out of my mouth because we ended up winning 7 games and beating Louisville. So you kind of. Let that go by the wayside, other than thinking, oh my gosh, when was the last time they had an 8-win regular season? And that should have been an 8-win season last year. But I am nervous going down to and playing this game in Mississippi. I'm just nervous.
I don't feel that at all. I feel even better than I did last year. And here's why. Have you seen, you see the commercials for Wells Fargo, and you see like they're out front trying to like push the little wagon and stuff. Like they're still out there. But they got in huge trouble for opening accounts under the names of people that have accounts with them without their permission.
Yes.
Like just, and I don't know, it was something like 1.2 million or something they did. Well, they did their own investigation just now and found that they've done another 1.4 million more than they found the first time. So why would you ever bank with Wells Fargo? Well, because they know better now. If who is going to be more diligent about this kind of nonsense and shenanigans than Wells Fargo at this point? Kentucky has had in the practice facility all week images of a 44 unanswered points by Southern Miss being put on them all week. Every time they're not giving it their all in practice, it's remember last year, boys. Don't let it happen again. That's all they're talking about. They got revenge on their mind. So now, what game could you possibly feel better than this one right here? Because they're not going to let last year happen to them. They are going to crush Southern Miss.
And I would never trust Wells Fargo with my money for that very reason. And I am so nervous of it. Listen, like I understand the difference between Southern Miss and Florida, or Southern Miss and Tennessee, is great. But there have been a lot of, we haven't beaten Florida in forever, and here's
31 years, yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
So I understand there's motivation there, but I gotta see it. The only thing that makes me feel better is that for the first time really under Mark Stoops, it's a little bit more of a veteran team. I mean, there is a maturity level there that hasn't been there.
Right. They've been saying that all along. Even Matt House.
I agree with that. I do. Yeah. I do think now you've got guys in leadership roles. You've got guys who have been there. You've got guys that have won big games, lost, you know, games they shouldn't have lost. You've had all of those experiences now, which in years past, it's some of these things have been their first experience at it. So I do feel better in that respect.
Yeah, Mark Stoops has had time to kind of indoctrinate these guys. Let them know what it means to play here, what he needs from them, what he expects from them, what they have to do to be an SEC football player, the kind of commitment, the type of attitude, the type of leadership. He's put a lot of different things in place. Like he's got a Navy SEAL leadership guy on staff, Jason Cummings. That's his job, is to teach leadership. And that's what they've been doing. So that, along with those comments of it means something to him, it's important to him, there's a maturity level that is there that you just know what it takes. And so when you got those older guys, juniors and seniors, that feel that way and know what it takes, then when those freshmen and redshirt freshmen guys, it's easier for them to move into that. So I think the whole package, the whole program, is in the best place it's ever been under Mark Stoops. And there's no way they're going to go out there and just lay an egg and just give all that hard work away. I just don't.
I sure hope not.
All right, let's get to the phones right away. Dave is on the line, 381-1313, if you want to get in here. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dave.
What's happening, y'all?
Hello, hello.
How y'all doing?
We're good. What do you think?
How you doing, Mary Jo Perino Ford?
I'm doing great.
Man, I'm feeling great. Football is back.
I know.
I mean, it is a great time of the year.
It is a wonderful time of the year. And how about the openers today? We got Florida and Michigan and Alabama, Florida State.
Oh, I know.
Those are great, great Saturday openers. Great.
That is going to be crazy. Whoever wins that game, I mean, their resume is going to be just so head over heels over everybody else's.
Yeah, because
it really doesn't hurt you.
Yeah, but I don't think either any team that loses either one of those games is going to hurt them too much.
I don't either.
That's why I'm loving these big time games because now with the playoff system, a one loss doesn't hurt you, especially if it's to a really, really good team.
Yeah.
So that's been a that's a huge bonus. That's a huge bonus. How do you feel about the Cats today?
Man, I feel pretty much the same way I feel last year. Everybody was thinking we were going to blow them out of the water. If I'm not, I think the year before last, they had won like 9 games or 8 games, so I wasn't too confident about it. And, you know, we all know what we did, but I feel a little bit more confident about this year, but we've all been Cats fans long enough to know. As soon as we start feeling good about ourselves, because I think when I went to school there, we ended up being like number 7 in the nation at one point in time. And then I think we lost like 4 games in a row.
Yep.
So as soon as we start feeling good about ourselves, we know it happens. So I'm going into it with no expectation. That way I can't be let down.
I'm nervous, but I will be very let down if they don't win this game. I'll be very disappointed.
I will be too, but what I want us to do is to try to focus on running the ball.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, use our quarterback, let him run. You know, I think we got really great running backs. And then when they come down, you know, when they start trying to fill the box, then we can take advantage of our one-on-one on the outside or use our tight end. Please, if we could use our tight end more, I think that would really help us out.
Said every Kentucky fan for the last 8 years.
You're not lying.
Yeah.
You are not lying about that. I mean, that helps the quarterback out. But, I mean, maybe y'all can answer this. I don't know. Please tell me that Matt Softbatch Elam has graduated.
He has not.
Oh, God.
He's still running with the twos, so he's number two on the all that great talk about Quentin Bohanna that you've heard, the freshman come in. They still have Matt Elam ahead of him. So Elam has at least shown them something that they like, but it's gonna be Nakwes Pringle, number one.
Ooh, when's he gonna graduate?
He's a senior.
This is it. This is it.
All right, well this is last year's Show Me Something, because right now, his nickname was like the Keebler Elf, because he is a soft batch cookie. I tell you. But I'm really excited about this. I hope everything's going to go great. Really excited about it. I mean, I love it. It's football.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I know.
Oh, there's
no
be a great day.
There's no better time. There really just is no better time. Even the start of basketball season doesn't get me this excited here.
Oh, no. No.
Not even close.
It's football.
Yeah.
It's football.
Where y'all going to watch the game at?
I'm watching it at the house.
Yeah.
I got in-laws coming over. I got the kids in there. I got chili. I got my parents probably coming up. So I'm going to have a full house of people.
And, there you go.
If the kids get too loud, out you go.
I'm gonna be loud in public somewhere.
There you go.
Well, Dave, enjoy the game and give us a shout tomorrow. And
happy football season, my man.
Yes.
All right, now take it easy, y'all.
Thank you.
3-1-13-13 if you want to get in here. Let's go one more before we get to the break. Hal is in here. Good morning, Hal.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Mary Jo.
Hey, Hal.
Hey.
I'm just excited, too.
Yes.
Ready to get it going. Start run by the season prediction, game prediction.
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
Season. Let me count up here. I've got the schedule at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Eight wins.
Southern Miss. Beat EKU, Florida. This is the Florida. We're going to beat Florida.
This is the year.
I said that a few weeks back. They're out. They lost Jordan Scarlett. Callaway be back, but I mean it's going to happen sometime. Eastern Michigan, Missouri, beat them. Beat Mississippi State.
You picked the win at Mississippi State.
So we're going to probably lose to Tennessee. Tennessee's going to be a little better, I think, than people think.
Yeah.
And it's at South Carolina. That's pretty tough. It's going to be interesting to see what they do today against NC State.
Yeah, that's a pivotal game on the schedule because Kentucky's beaten South Carolina the last few years. So that's been a win for them.
They've already said it's going to be a blackout. Like they've already said, that game, we're calling for a blackout.
Yeah. That's a pivotal one.
So, today I think Snell runs for, let's say, 165. What do you say about him today?
Oh, if he runs for 165, then I think we absolutely crush Southern Miss. I think we got to ride him. I mean, I think that's the strength of this team is the offensive line and the running game.
Well, that's a big question. It'll be to see how Eddie Grant calls it. Will he be so reliant on the run as the team was last year and trust Steven Johnson a little less? Or has he felt like I'm more comfortable opening it up? And so there's a mix of that, of taking some deep shots, more like what we saw right. against Louisville, you know?
I think Eddie Grant is tenured enough that he kind of will go with what he's not married to a certain thing before the game starts.
Yeah.
And when he sees the way things are going and coverages and all that stuff, he's willing to add some things in, right?
Yeah.
But I do believe that the strength is the running game. I think he's going to have to start out with that.
And SMU's strength on defense is their secondary. So,
well, as you all know, in football, the run game opens up the passing game.
Yeah.
It opens up the way for Garrett to get open. And speaking of the passing game, is Baker lost for the year, or is he going to come back mid-season? Or?
Well, he's lost for as long as it takes him to get back. And they think it could take the whole season, but optimistically, you know, something around the bowl game if they make it there, possibly.
Yeah, I'm not optimistic that we will see him this year.
Plus, if he doesn't play this year, he can have his red shirt. If he does not come back at all, then he can have a red shirt year and then play a full season next year. So,
they won't burn him for two games.
Right.
Can you see us beating Florida?
Yes. I think Florida's going down this year. What's happening?
They're so loaded, the talent, but still, it's here. And
right, that game is here. So, the place will be rocking. Hopefully, it's a night game, and it is going to be a great atmosphere, as it is. We've seen this. The last time Florida was here, the atmosphere was phenomenal. Last year, when Georgia came up here, the atmosphere was phenomenal. There was a feeling that they could beat Georgia. Almost did. Took a field goal at the final buzzer to win. So, I think up here, that atmosphere, Kentucky's going to be ready to take down Florida.
Before I go, 34-21 today, Kentucky, and that Dari Noka on the four-letter network, you heard him maybe. He said Southern Miss outright. I thought, what's he smoking?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see it. I know they have some good players, but I don't.
And usually Dari has been a Mark Stoops a fan, and he's usually said good things about the job Stoops has done.
Yeah, I don't know what he was thinking about. But anyway, most people I picked Kentucky. I didn't hear Phil Steele.
He would pick like He didn't pick that game. He was more or less talking about the top teams in the country and
the big games
and his best bets, like for money gambling, which one of them was at to take the points in Florida State +7.
Well, that's the key. I was looking. I like to write down some upsets if I were betting. I picked one yesterday: New Mexico State. I think Arizona State. They stayed within the spread.
I like that Florida State in 7 too.
Oh well, I think it's going to be one of those 8-point wins by Bama. Like they're just going to cover it. They're going to wear them down and get a touchdown late. It'll end up being like an 8-point win.
But the game to have bet this week, and I heard them talking about this on Thursday on ESPN Radio, was Tulsa at Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State was favored by 17 points. And the guys were going,
Isn't Oklahoma State
like a team that they're thinking about for the playoff? And, I mean, this is a team that's got a high-powered offense. How is Tulsa going to stay with them? I mean, sure enough, 59-24. I mean, they doubled the cover.
Yeah.
They doubled the 17 points.
Yeah, they're real good. Oklahoma State is people pick them
the fighting
mullet.
Well, that Michigan-Florida game, I think, is only like 3.5. So,
Florida's got 10 guys out for that
10
game.
Guys out, a quarterback, right, who hasn't really played.
Right. I can't even pronounce his name.
Well, that's a coin flip game. Yeah, I mean, Michigan lost so many people on defense. I think Florida's going to win it. I don't know what Michigan has on defense. Yeah, I mean, they have talent, recruited well. But, that's one of those games we have no idea.
God, that's why today is so fun.
It is.
That's why today is so fun.
Yeah.
We don't
you have
know,
no idea.
We don't know what to expect.
You don't know. That's why
true.
Today's one of like the best betting days for college football because Vegas doesn't know either.
And also one of the hardest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you can read your Phil Steele book and see who he's picked for surprise teams. And as the games progress, you have the games that go on. Now you just have the last season and things like that. But I appreciate you guys.
Hey, thanks, Hal. Enjoy the day.
Yes, enjoy football. Bye. All right, so on our show today, coming up here in about 10 minutes, Clay Clevenger, Danville's head football coach. If you didn't hear about this, Danville beat Boyle County on a 45-yard field goal with about, 50 seconds left, something like that. And the kicker was at a soccer game. He played a soccer game. After that soccer game was over, he had to rush over to the stadium, get dressed.
That's crazy.
And he rushes out there to kick the game winner. So Danville head coach, against Boyle County, by the way, their biggest rival. So Danville head coach Clay Clevenger of the Class 2A defending state runner-up will be on the show here at 10:30. And then at 11 o'clock, Jen Smith from the Lexington Herald Leader. She's going down to Hattiesburg for this game today, and we'll talk to her at 11 o'clock.
I would assume she's already there, isn't she?
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah. Or she better be leaving soon.
381-1313 if you want to get in here. Back with more on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh no! I broke my iPhone.
Experimat can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimac.
Experimac? What's that?
Experimac is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimac repairs it. Experimac, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita's. Or call 859-368-9265. Experimac. Computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up. And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. Beyond all the hospitals and doctors and surgeries they need just to survive, they also deserve whatever they need to truly live. All the in-home care and day-to-day help they need to live independently, on their own terms. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs were established to provide these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence at no cost for life. So many of them need us, and it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Find out how you can do your part at findwwp.org.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, Matthew.
There's a reason why Tony Steaks and Seafood is my favorite restaurant. It's because I want to feel part of the family. Isn't that right, Tony?
That's right. There's a saying on the wall that I truly believe in. There's always room for one more at our table. We just want you to be part of our family.
And believe me, you will be. It's Tony Steaks and Seafood right across from Triangle Park. Visit them at TonySteaksandSeafood.com.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some summer plumbing tips. Be careful what you put down your disposal after your cookout. Run cold water at full pressure for 15 seconds before and after you put anything down the disposal to flush it through, and never put instant stuffing, potato mixes, or any just-add-water foods down the drain. For all your plumbing needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the
Plumbing Busters!
I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that, too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Ottawa Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Ottawa Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The autumn wind is a pirate.
Oh, yes.
Blustering in from sea.
Oh, I love football season.
He sweeps along.
It feels like it outside today.
Oh, my gosh. Feels like week 11.
What did we say the temperature was going to be down there at Southern Miss? Was in Hattiesburg today, 86, right? That's the forecast. 53% humidity, I believe, was what you said, Brad. Overcast skies. Thanks to our chief meteorologist, Brad Neifert.
AMS certified.
He is OSU certified. He is decked out in Oregon gear today. Bright yellow.
Yeah, you know what color Oregon is.
Bright yellow hat, bright yellow long sleeve shirt with the big O on it. You guys are ready for Southern Utah? Yeah.
He's not optimistic about the season, let me put it that way. He is not optimistic. And I guess, like, no one's given my Missouri Tigers a chance to really do anything either. Yeah. Like, it's, like, bad.
Yeah, it doesn't appear anyone is riding the Missouri Tiger train.
No. And that breaks my heart because I really, really, really want Barry Odom to succeed. It's so hard to fire someone that went to your school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he's played at Mizzou.
Yeah. Well, last night I watched a little bit of Rutgers and Washington. And Washington's ranked number 8 in the country. You know, I mean, they were.
Yeah.
So Washington agreed to go to Piscataway, New Jersey, and play their state college. And you know who the starting quarterback is, don't you?
No.
You know? Kyle Bolin, former Lexington Catholic star.
At Rutgers?
QB, yes.
How did I not know that?
He is a graduate transfer. He transferred over there. Because, you know, Lamar Jackson doesn't, you know, give much of an opportunity to play, and Kyle Bolin's not as blessed athletically as Reggie Bonifant is, so his position is quarterback. Now, early, he looked pretty good, but then things got away from him a little bit through a couple of interceptions, but I was pulling hard for Kyle, and it didn't work out.
Because who cares about Washington? Honestly, like.
No, yeah, come on. Well, the only reason I'm watching the game is because Kyle Bolin plays quarterback for Rutgers. I mean, that was it. But it went still respectable for Rutgers, which was, a floor mat.
Yeah.
They haven't been anything since Greg Schiano.
I was going to say, Greg Schiano.
Yeah.
Remember when they beat Louisville on a Thursday night?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With Ray Rice?
Yeah. So now they.
And look at how Ray Rice and the University of Louisville went. I mean, just scandal city. Things really took a turn.
But Rutgers looked pretty good. They wound up losing the game 30-14, but their defense was strong. And hopefully Kyle Bolin has a great finish to his collegiate career. And then I watched a little bit of that Wisconsin-Utah State game.
We had that on for a little while.
And Utah State was up 10-0 forever. And then I think at halftime they were still up 10-7. Then it was 10-10. And then it was 59-10.
Yeah. Well, that's how the Ohio State-Indiana game was on Thursday night, where, mm-hmm. you know, at halftime, I think Indiana may have even had a one-point lead, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
14-13 or something. And then Ohio State just opened up the floodgates.
I wanted to see Indiana
open. I know, but I just think as long as JT Barrett is their quarterback, I can't see them winning a national championship with him. I just can't.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Well, Phil Steele.
Because he was throwing the ball in the first half, and they looked like absolute garbage. And then they decided to run and run and run and run with that freshman or with that guy. I don't even know. I don't know.
J.K. Dowling. Is that his? J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah. He writes the Harry Potter series and then comes back. And yeah. So
just kidding. Dobbins.
But then once they started riding him, like then they just wore in Indiana down, like and which isn't hard to do, but.
They've got another stud running back, right, that was out, and that's why this J.K. Dobbins was playing. What's his name, Brad? You're Ohio State guy. Maxwell, Maurice, the other running back they had that didn't play, who's really good. Max Powers? I don't know. It doesn't matter. You don't have to look it up. I really don't care. But they have another really good running back.
Yeah.
So when he gets healthy, I just heard Herb Street talking about it post-game. Oh, I don't know what they're going to do now with other running back name, now that J.K. Dobbins, you know. So Ohio State, Florida State, Alabama, Southern Cal were Phil Steele's picks for the college football playoff. Very different from mine, which are Kentucky, Notre Dame.
No, stop.
Clemson and Oklahoma State.
So Phil Steele did not have Clemson.
He did not. He had Florida State coming out of the ACC, Alabama to the SEC, obviously Pac-12 getting in with USC.
And who was his fourth one?
Ohio State.
Oh.
So the Big 12 getting left out. No Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, any of those guys. All right, we got to get to our man, Clay Clevenger, the head football coach at Danville. I can't wait to hear this awesome story of how the kicker came through on Friday night. We'll do it next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Driving means
freedom,
exploration,
fun,
pride,
flexibility,
travel,
protection,
ability,
friendship,
escape,
independence.
Distracted driving means
danger,
recklessness,
irresponsible,
chaos,
police,
devastation,
injury,
tears,
death.
Safe driving means staying alert and staying alive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
There is a place right here in Kentucky where a total stranger will give you food and shelter when disaster strikes. There is a place where you can support your community by donating blood, volunteering, or making a contribution. That place is the American Red Cross. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Red Cross Kentucky Region. Help us celebrate our 100th anniversary by becoming involved today. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS to find a Red Cross near you.
Play the courses the champions play. The Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. The 2017 NCGOA National Course of the Year. Our Pete Dye course hosts the first ever Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank this July. French Lick's Donald Ross course is looking good as it turns 100 this summer and hosts the Donald Ross Centennial Classic Symmetra Tour event. Book your golf vacation now at FrenchLick.com.
How do you see the world?
At Shriners Hospitals for Children, we know that changing how you see things can turn them into
everyday miracles!
Like riding my bike.
Breaking boards.
Hugging my mom.
Every day for over 90 years, Shriners Hospitals for Children has been sending love to the rescue, regardless of a family's ability to pay.
If you know a child we can help, visit ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org.
Oh no! I broke my iPhone.
Experimac can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimac.
Experimac? What's that?
Experimac is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimac repairs it. Experimac, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita, or call 859-368-9265. Experimac. Computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
There's a big sale at Half Price Books. Big sale at Half Price Books.
The Half Price Books 20% off sale is going on now. Books, music, movies, it's the biggest sale of the season. It's going on now at Half Price Books and halfpricebooks.com.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some summer plumbing tips. Be careful what you put down your disposal after your cookout. Run cold water at full pressure for 15 seconds before and after you put anything down the disposal to flush it through, and never put instant stuffing, potato mixes, or any just-add-water foods down the drain. For all your plumbing needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the
Plumbing Busters!
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites. I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that, too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, bad phone reception. Coach Clevenger of Danville told me that he was going to be traveling this morning, and if he had good reception, he'd hoped he'd have good reception enough to where he could get on with us. So we'll see. We'll keep trying with him. But at 11 o'clock, we have Jen Smith. Hopefully, there are cell phone towers in Mississippi, and she will be able to. You know, it does get sketchy, as you know,
Mary Jo,
driving around eastern Kentucky. There are spots where you just...
There's a lot of spots.
Yeah. If you look at a coverage map, like a national coverage map of the largest cell phone providers, and you look at eastern Kentucky, it is one like, is there an ocean right there? Yeah.
I know. So when you see those commercials, it's like, it's only a 1% difference when you're going, like, everywhere else. But in that area, in eastern Kentucky, and this is no joke, if you do not have Appalachian Wireless, if that is not your carrier, you cannot make a call. It's really crazy. Also, the same thing, you know, I do these reports during the week, not reports, but like I do a little Sports Center update.
Yeah.
And so I send those in. But with a lot of times, I'm doing it from work, wherever I happen to be working that day. And I've a couple of times had to text Sean and be like, so my email doesn't work. I'm even hooked up to a hotspot, and he'll text back, where are you? And I'm like, Hurricane West Virginia. No, which they actually call it.
You mean Hurricane.
Hurricane West Virginia. Hurricane. Yeah. Which is just stupid. But I guess people think the same about Versailles and Versailles. But Hurricane West Virginia. Yeah. Barbersville, West Virginia. Not a great place.
Yeah, my wife and I got married in Georgia. And we did it at this old South bed and breakfast mansion type place. Just, I wouldn't call it a mansion, but a huge, huge home. And that allowed people to stay there, you know. And so our little suite for the night before we got up the next morning and went on our honeymoon was called the Versailles room. And so when she showed it to us and all that, we went, oh, you mean the Versailles room? She looked at us like, oh, my. Darling, we call this the Versailles room. Well, back in Kentucky, we called it for sales room.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my. Are you okay with peach ice cream for dessert?
We call it pooch ice cream. Hurricane.
Hurricane West. Yeah, my.
How did you even know that?
Well, my grandfather lives in Hurricane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I believe he lives in Hurricane. I believe that's it. I know it's right there. It's Nitro's around there, right? Nitro, West Virginia.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That is. So many Tudors. Tudors,
yeah,
biscuits.
My mother, yeah. Your grandpa lives in Hurricane. My mother was listening. She just texted me. Yeah.
There are so many Tudors biscuits restaurants the second you cross the West Virginia border. I can't even describe to you how many there are. You'd have... Tudors and Gino's.
Gino's, what
Gino's,
is that?
It's like a pizza and Italian place. They're everywhere. Yeah. But Tudors Biscuit World is like, that must be...
Have you ever tried it?
No.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I haven't. No.
Biscuit World, yeah, would usually entice me. That would draw me in a little bit. Biscuit World.
The possibilities are endless.
This game today, 4 o'clock on CBS Sportsnet. Just for you folks out there, don't know where that is. CBS Sportsnet is 531 or 968 on Spectrum in Lexington. On DirecTV, it's 221. The best thing I can tell you is, you know, if you have trouble today, just get DirecTV. I'm not even trying to, like, plug for them. They haven't paid me or anything. I don't have anything off my bill. But they're just smarter. Like, all the sports channels go from 206 to 221. Like, so ESPN, Fox Sports Net,
now,
Major League Baseball Network.
Now, I will say,
they
do, like, the SEC Network is, like, 611.
That is up there. Yeah. Like, the 600s, all right, from 600 to 700 is the sports
like
net.
Specialties, I think.
Yeah, like Fox Sports Net Southwest.
Yeah.
Fox Sports
Regional
Northeast.
Yeah.
The Madison Square Garden Network, the Yes Network, all those.
But I do love
regionals.
The DirecTV.
Yes.
I really do love the DirecTV.
You've got Major League Baseball Network, NFL Network, all the ESPNs, FS1, CBS Sports Net, NBC Sports Net. They are all clumped together. So if you get in that area and you miss it, you're an idiot.
So, you know, you guys know how Dan writes these notes up before our shows so that I can come in here as ill-prepared as I want. This cannot be real, Dan. I just glanced over this.
Okay.
Juice Johnson is 111 yards shy of tying Randall Cobb for 7th most receiving yards in UK history.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Well, Randall played 3 years. This is Juice's 4th. So he's been...
I still don't believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one really good game.
Yeah, it could happen today. I'm not going to happen today, but it could, theoretically.
So, like, when we go back on the history books, like,
Juice Johnson's
going to
be in the top 10.
Ahead of Randall Cobb.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to have 111 yards receiving this
year. Now, all-purpose yards is where you will see Randall Cobb be up there.
And touchdowns.
Yeah. But, I mean, Benny Snell broke his freshman record for touchdowns already.
Yeah, but, like, you look back on Benny Snell and you're like, yeah, he was phenomenal. What
right.
a season. What a this. Or, you know, it's just like Garrett Johnson doesn't stick out to me like that.
Right. Yeah, he doesn't seem to fit in the Randall Cobb.
But that is an incredible stat.
Well, he could have, if he has, you know, a 900, 1,000 yard year, you know?
So, Southern Miss also is returning its leading rusher, which is Kentucky or was Boom?
Judge Ito. What?
Was Boom the leading rusher last year or was Benny? I can't remember. I know they both had over 1,000 yards. Probably Boom was the leading rusher.
Boom, I think Boom was
the leading
rusher.
Because he played every game.
And he had more carries.
Yeah.
Yeah, Judge Ito is back for Southern Miss, Ito Smith. He's the only active player, only active running back in the country with more than 3,000 career rushing yards and 1,000 receiving yards.
So this will, you know, at the very least be a pretty good test for the defensive line.
Definitely.
And to me, I feel like there's still question marks there. Kentucky's always struggled stopping the run.
Mm-hmm.
So, I you know.
Now, the offensive line for Southern Miss, they only returned three guys who have ever even started in their careers. I think one guy was a full-time starter last year. Another guy started the majority of games last year. And another guy they have, you know, started here or there. But their offensive line is a little newer. But Ito Smith is such a good running back. It's going to be hard to hold him under 100. But that defensive line, the linebackers, the quarterback, they did announce, by the way. This came out last night or yesterday that Keon Smith, I don't even remember his name. I had it written down, I thought. Anyway, the kid Keon Smith, he had started a few games. Like the Southern Miss's quarterback, Nick Mullins, 4-year starter, graduated. But last year, this Keon Smith started a couple of games. They liked him going in, but it was between him and Quadre, another guy, another quarterback. But this Keon Smith is, I mean, he's mobile, athletic quarterback, can get out of the pocket and hurt you in the run game. That's
which
always.
Which we've historically had trouble with.
Always been a problem. So we'll see about him, but the inexperience is there. Keon Howard, I'm sorry. Quadre get Griggs or Keon Howard. And Howard made two starts last year. So Keon Howard did officially become named the starter. But, you know, this Nick Mullins, that's who they've been led by last four years. He's mm-hmm. their all-time leader in passing yards and touchdowns. And Brett Favre played there.
Yeah, and Brett Favre went there.
Yeah. So, pretty good guy. That's a problem. Anytime you come into a game with a brand-new starter at quarterback, that can be a problem. And Kentucky has Josh Allen and Denzel Ware, Josh Pascal kid over there. I look for them to...
How much do you think Pascal plays today?
Oh, he's in there. I mean, he plays. Yeah, he's in there first quarter maybe even.
How much do you think we see Lynn Bowden today? Or do we?
Yes, absolutely.
You think absolutely?
Starting kickoff return, he's on that.
Okay.
Like Eddie Grant, I mean, Dean Hood already told us that. Dean Hood said...
He didn't tell me that, obviously.
Well, depth chart. He's on depth chart as well. But yes,
well, I need to start preparing for this.
So we know Bowden is going to be back there at kickoff return. And then punt return, Dean Hood pretty much said, not ready yet. Not just yet. Maybe not even this year. We'll see. And I think he will get into the offense and have some shots in there in the offense. I don't know how early, but... I think he'll play, definitely offensively.
As much as I do like what Steven Johnson has done, and you listen to the coaches, and they say he's had a great camp, that he's worked very hard on these ball security issues, and that his intermediate game has gotten much better. However, every fall camp, every quarterback has gotten better, and they've fixed this, and mm-hmm. they've fixed that. So
yeah.
It's, you know, a lot of times, you know, I don't know how far those words actually go. I'm a little nervous because of all the hype on Lynn Bowden that he might not have a quarterback that suits him just yet. And I'm worried that the expectations on him won't be fulfilled because of that. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, I see what you're saying there. I feel like today could possibly be a Lynn Bowden moment. It like
a one-handed Odell Beckham type grab or something.
Maybe not the level of John Wall game-winning shot his first game at Kentucky, but you know, something that stamps him as, oh yeah. Like he either returns a kickoff for a touchdown or he makes some phenomenal catch, or he juke somebody out of their shoes for a 40-yard touchdown, run after catch, something. I can see it. I feel it, that Lynn Bowden is going to do something spectacular in this game to solidify the hype, to validate all this talk, because they have not backed off of it. The coaches have not backed off the Lynn Bowden stuff. And even Stoops was like, well, in the second scrimmage, there were some spectacular mm-hmm. plays that could have been made that he didn't make, but I anticipate he'll do that. Like, they're not routine plays by any stretch, but he's so good, he's going to make those plays. We see it happening. Now, is that the first game? I don't know. That's I just have a feeling. I got the feeling that Lynn Bowden is coming through today. He seems like he's all in, too. You know, he feels like it seems to him, seems to me that he's just dove in head first here.
Love it.
Yes.
381-1313 if you want to chat with us. In about 10 minutes, we'll have Jen Smith from the Herald Leader live from Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Yeah. Got to take a break. 381-1313 if you want to get in here. Phone's ringing right now. We'll get to you next here on the Dana Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
At Courtesy, we're selling cars like candy bars. That's right.
Our lot is overflowing with the best selection of certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. We need your trucks.
Let Courtesy buy your truck or SUV regardless of its age, mileage, or condition.
We'll buy your truck even if you don't buy one from us. No need to set an appointment. Just stop by and we'll appraise your vehicle in as little as 2.2.
Or bring us any written offer and we'll beat it by $300.
So sell your car to Courtesy and walk away with the cash.
Visit the Courtesy Car Buying Center on Nicholasville Road, and that's what we like to call...
Sweet!
Here's how we see it. Driving a car isn't about getting you from A to B, because A to B could be right down the street, and B to C might be a lot farther. And what if C to D has twists and turns? Every drive is different, and so is the new 2018 Acura TLX, with an integrated dynamic system offering four distinct drive modes for adaptive control. The new 2018 Acura TLX. What a ride.
Let's talk about beer. Lagers, IPAs, sours, stouts, porters, APAs. So many choices. How to choose? Pazzo's Podcast. Hear tips and craft beer news from Central Kentucky's leading experts, Kevin, Jason, and Josh. Go to WLXG.com for Pazzo's Podcast. And be up to date on the latest in the craft beer and cuisine scene. Let's talk about beer. Pazzo's Podcast. Your craft beer experts.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey, thanks to the power of technology, we have Coach Clay Clevenger. We got reception. We got him on the line. Danville head man, Clay Clevenger, joining us now on the Dan and Mary Jo Show. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. No problem. You out there in Eastern Kentucky somewhere?
Now on the way to Lake Cumberland to enjoy a day or two.
There you go. There you go.
Well, you should be able to enjoy after what happened Thursday night.
Oh, that'll be, yeah.
It always makes it a little better to enjoy Labor Day weekend when you're able to win that game.
Yeah. All right, so here, well, let's set it up. Okay, so your kicker, Nathan Hazlett, plays soccer.
Yes, sir.
There's a soccer, varsity soccer game, Danville at Boyle County, Thursday night. That was happening. But this weather, you guys said, we got to reschedule this game and play it on the nicer night instead of playing it in the nasty weather and having our field be all tore up. Let's go on Thursday night. But Thursday night at 7 o'clock, your kicker's playing soccer. You're playing Boyle County, your biggest rival. And then what happens?
Well, luckily we got two pretty solid kickers. Trace Walker, who also plays soccer, doesn't quite play as much as our punter, and he was our starting place kicker last year. So he was going to be able to come with us as well. So I wasn't without a kicker in general, but that obviously played into the decision, the game time, and this and that. You know, once we decided to play it at 7, I figured we would have Nathan for at least a half, and you know, we had already arranged to have his football equipment in the locker room, and he could come in as soon as he could get there.
Now, did you talk to him beforehand? Like you said, okay, here's what we're going to do, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had the plan in place. We had that plan in place before we ever decided to reschedule the game. So
it's like Jimmy Johnson or who's? Why can't I think of his name? Oh, my God. Tony Stewart. Running in the Indy 500,
yes.
And then the Coca-Cola 400 later that day.
That's right. Yeah, we had it all set up, and as soon as the the soccer game was over. You know, he was going to hop in the car and, you know, drive across town. And like I said, of course, our dressing facilities are at Danville High School, and Admiral Stadium is at our middle school. So we had already brought all of his stuff down. We packed his bag just like we would for an away game. He came in, he got there right at the beginning of halftime, and so he was already dressed up and suited up so he could go out and get warm-up kicks during halftime, which probably worked well as well.
Yeah. So now it comes down, you guys, tie ball game, 7-7, and down in the final minute, you're driving, you guys get to what, the 29-yard line?
Yes, sir.
And so then what's the decision like there? What's going on when it comes third down?
Well, you know, it's third down, and you're sitting there, and, you know, I don't call the offense, so I'm sitting there, I'm starting to do the math, and I'm like, all right, it's going to be if we don't get any yards here on third down, you know, what do? The play goes, you don't get any yards, and now all of a sudden you get 25 seconds to make the decision. And, you know, to be honest with you, I had one timeout left. I called field goal, and if Nathan hadn't hopped out there or if his body language had been so-so, I might have called timeout and decided differently. But when I called a field goal, he sprinted on the field, and I said, all right, let's let it roll.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's roll.
Yeah. So that game, though, that was a fist fight, was it not?
It was. You know, I mean, the final score shows kind of a defensive battle. But in theory, I mean, we fumbled twice inside our 10. They had two turnovers inside their 10 to score. So, you know, if those don't happen, it's 24-21. And, it's, you know, it probably looks like, wow, that's the barn burner. And so It was a good football game. It was a good high school football game. It was an awesome experience to be a part of it. You know, win or lose, there was going to be a lot you could take away from that game. You know, in the big scheme of things, even though it's a big rivalry game, you always want to win it. You know, it didn't mean anything towards the playoffs or anything like that.
Still a big game. And, of course, to open the season, you guys absolutely drilled Lexington's new high school.
Yeah.
That had to feel kind of good, too.
Well, you know, when we were setting our bowl game up a couple of years ago, and they said they wanted to play, and I figured I better play them the first year.
Yeah.
Still, 36-0, you know.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you guys had a little something you wanted, you know, a little statement you wanted to make as well, because, you know, a lot of talk about Douglas High School and their players and their new stuff, and, you know, and they wanted to come in there and show everybody. And I think you guys, it felt to me anyway, that you guys wanted to say, hey, you know, we're still Danville. We still make it to championship games. We still got some really good players, and we're, you know, a tough defensive squad too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I like storylines. And, the fact that when they were starting to look for games a couple years ago and you could try to be their first game ever, to me that was like, man, that would be pretty cool, you know. And, and then the fact that this is our 106th year of playing football at Danville.
Yeah,
you know, it's a stark contrast, and so, you know, I forever now we'll be able to say, hey, we played this school in their first football game, we didn't allow their first touchdown.
We're talking with Danville head coach Clay Clevenger here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Before we let you go, I got to ask you about Demarie Van Cleve and Don Levy Harris. I mean, these two guys. Or David Walker. Those three guys are some studs.
They are. I mean, they're three really good players, and you know, they helped, you know, lead us to the state championship game last year by making a lot of plays, and they're, you know, they're back at it this year. You know, David hadn't really had a breakout game in the first two games, and all of a sudden, you know, he comes out against Boyle and he has the touchdown catch. He has two interceptions, one on the, you know, 2-yard line coming in and played a phenomenal game. And so, you know, those guys are it's a three-headed monster. And, you know, Boyle was really keyed in on trying to slow down, you know, Demarie, I thought. And I thought David was able to pick up the slack. And then Zach Thornton, our quarterback, who's got a lot of big shoes to fill. I thought he kind of had a breakout game, especially in the second half, when he made a lot of plays to help us win as well.
Hey, well, thanks a ton for getting back to us and calling us on your way to Lake Cumberland for the holiday weekend. And
thanks, Coach.
And congratulations on a 3-0 start.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
All right, Coach Clay Clevenger here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Back with Jen Smith from the Lexington Herald Leader after this on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLHG Lexington and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
At the Superdome, I think will allow them to win this game.
BYU is fundamentally sound.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket. A tent. A sandbag. A doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of Hurricane Harvey, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit HurricaneHarveyAid.org. That's HurricaneHarveyAid.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Calling all golfers. Labor Day is your last chance to save huge this summer at Edwin Watts Golf Shops. With deals in every department this Friday through Monday, you'll save up to 20% on apparel, footwear, golf bags, and carts. The more you spend, the more you save. Bridgestone E6 Soft and Speed golf balls are on sale for $19.99 a dozen. And you can pick up the Garmin S2 watch for only $119.99. Don't miss these deals and more. 4 days only at Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Open Labor Day from 9 to 5.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some summer plumbing tips. Be careful what you put down your disposal after your cookout. Run cold water at full pressure for 15 seconds before and after you put anything down the disposal to flush it through, and never put instant stuffing, potato mixes, or any just-add-water foods down the drain. For all your plumbing needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the
Plumbing Busters!
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites. I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that, too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Idle Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Arctic Cat factory authorized clearance events is going on now at MLS Power Sports, and it's bigger than ever with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.9% on brand new Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Don't miss out on your next ride and hurry into MLS Power Sports, 1030 Ferris Pike in Georgetown. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Victoriously, ride rough, ride tough, MLS Power Sports, got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Yeah, ride victoriously.
Fall golf is gorgeous at French Lick Resort.
Perched on one of the highest points in Indiana, the Pete Dye Course hosted the first ever Senior LPGA Championship this summer. Ask the ladies, the views are spectacular. The venerable Donald Ross Course is looking better than ever as it celebrates its centennial. Go to FrenchLick.com and save with our Hall of Fame package. Play legendary golf at French Lick Resort this fall.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Oh, baby, it's here. The first full Saturday of college football.
Do you think that Axl Rose wrote this song with Hattiesburg, Mississippi in mind?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The Paradise City. I mean, when I think paradise, I think Hattiesburg.
You know what's not too far outside of Hattiesburg is Kiln.
Kiln, yeah.
Mississippi, which is the hometown of Brett Favre.
Hometown of Brett Favre.
And I have a slight obsession with him.
I know this.
And
you have one of the greatest stories of all time.
Definitely went to Kiln on our way to the SEC tournament one day trying to stalk him.
One of the best instances of abuse of media credentials I've ever heard.
Yeah, that too. But this one I didn't even have a credential. I just went to his front gate.
You just tried stopped to get by in. The farm?
Yeah. See if I could get a glance at him and his Wranglers. Didn't happen.
Well, Jen Smith from the Lexington Herald Leader joins us now. Jen, do you expect Brett Favre to show up there at MM Stadium? I don't remember the name of the stadium now.
They just call it The Rock because nobody Rock. Remembers the name of the stadium.
And apparently not that many people are going to be at the stadium today. Are there still thousands of seats available?
You know, I never even scouted the ticket situation there, so I can't answer that with any honesty at all. I don't think nor know that Brett Favre is going to be there, but it'll be fun to see if he is.
Well, an SEC team comes to town, and last report was that Brett Favre, helps coach a high school football team in the area or something, and that's his alma mater, and a big SEC school coming to town that they had beaten the year before. I tried to get their play-by-play guy, John Cox, who's in his 40th season of doing that play-by-play for Southern Miss, on here to, give us some insight into that, but unable to get him. So we got Jen Smith instead.
Not instead. We were going to do him and Jen Smith.
Right, right. Exactly. We were going to do...
I can hang up anytime.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, looking at this matchup, it looks to me that Kentucky has the upper hand across the board. Does it have that feeling to you?
I think that they're pretty balanced in a couple spots. Like, I would argue that defensive line is a position that Southern Miss might have the upper hand. They could almost do it platoon style. I think that the Jay Hobson said that he could close his eyes and point to a guy and he would be a starter. And he might not necessarily be a starter, but he could be a starter. I don't know that Kentucky has that sort of proven depth and talent yet at that spot.
Okay.
I would argue that they both have some pretty good running backs that are going to be on display. But, other than that, I think Kentucky has a pretty good edge.
Yeah.
Maturity level-wise, I mean, that's something that Stoops and company have talked about kind of all fall camp, about how this team is much more mature. And you would have to be able to handle starting your season off on the road at a team that beat you last year the way they beat Kentucky, to be able to go in and handle, the emotions and the expectations, quite frankly, that are on this team this year. Do you see that being an issue at all?
No, it's funny because we were talking about the comparisons with the two teams a second ago and all that stuff, and I almost said, but they looked like they were better at almost every position last year too. Because, I mean, that's the situation you're in. You just don't know. There's so many unknowns in an opener. especially if you're relying on young players, which, like you pointed out, Mary Jo, they're not so much this year. I think they're probably going to have to play some young wide receivers that they, you know, maybe didn't expect to play so quickly this season. But that's sort of the extent of the youth. There's a little bit of youth on the defensive line, you know, but it's sort of interesting to think about if maturity can help you win a game like this. And in Stoops, you're right. He's talked about that nonstop this season, on and on about how this team is more grown up. This team can handle adversity better. And I think we saw that. I mean, if you look at the Louisville game last year, I think in a lot of ways you sort of have to throw the bowl game out the window. It came a month after the season start, you know, ended. They were still a little high on themselves after that Louisville win. But this Kentucky team was able to win games on the road last year. They were able to win to have upset wins. They also were able to come from behind and able to sort of stave off late rallies. I mean, they did a lot of things that I don't know that a Kentucky team has done in the last few years.
Talking to Jen Smith of the Lexington Herald Leader here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Something else that caught my ear this week from Mark Stoops was we're going to have to play a lot of guys early. You take advantage of that depth, and I just don't think they were able to do that in years past.
They played 85. If you think about this, I mean, really think about this. Matt Elam played more than 80 snaps in the opener last year against Southern Miss. Mm. And Mike Edwards played more than 80 snaps. And I think in the first three games, he was playing upward of 80 snaps a game, like, for three straight games. Mm. And while Mike Edwards is probably one of the studs on that defense, while he's one of those guys that's a leader and one of their best players, I don't know anybody in the world that can play 80 plays in a game and be at their best at play 79. So I think that you were seeing Kentucky really struggle late in some of those games, and I think that you're seeing why. You know, last year, the front seven that they had, none of them had ever started together in an SEC game. There was no communication. There was no grown-up in the room, as I put it. You know, it was a real struggle for that group to come together. So now you have a majority, absent the defensive line, you have a majority of the starters back, seven of the top 10 tacklers back. And then you have guys like Eli Brown and Cash Daniel, and, you know, a number of other guys who have actually played in games, have some experience in games that are reliable backups now. That Stoops doesn't freak out when he sees them go in and think, oh, we can only play these three plays because these are the three I'm positive they know. Yeah. So they weren't getting two groups ready this year, I guess, is sort of where I'm going with that.
So we talked about the maturity level, but there are some freshmen that we kind of expect to play and be studs. Do you expect to see Josh Pascal today? And if so, how early? And Lynn Bowden, same thing.
I think you'll see Josh Pascal within the first half somewhere. And I think you'll see Lynn Bowden pretty quickly. I don't know that you're going to see him get the ball necessarily. But
But Bowden is the starter on kickoff return, right?
What I'm saying. That's what I was going to get to. They have three guys. The way that they're situated on kickoff return this year, they're going to have three different guys who could field the kickoff. He could be one of those three. It'd be him, Saheem King, maybe Benny Snell. Mike Edwards is a guy that keeps getting mentioned that I think would be fun to see in kickoff return. So I think that you'll see Lynn Bowden pretty quickly. You'll at least see him throw a few blocks. I don't know that you're going to see him touch the ball right away. But I do wonder if Eddie Grant sort of learned from what happened last season where Benny Snell didn't get a carry in those first two games and Kentucky sort of struggled because they were a little worried about playing a true freshman with a lot of talent. So I do wonder if he's going to say, you know, last season was last season, let's learn from it, and we're going to play Lynn Bowden right away if we feel like he's ready and he can make a difference in this game.
Let me ask you about something else that Mark Stoops said recently was that in the off season he got a chance to kind of rebuild the defense from the ground up. What do you take from that? What does that mean to you?
It tells me that I don't know what that means. I mean, I actually met with Matt House and tried to talk about that, and I'm not sure that I ever got the straight answer that I kind of wanted. But I think that what they did is they took each play that Kentucky has run in the last three or four seasons. They broke it down. They figured out percentage-wise how it does. They figured out what they're really good at on first down defense. They figured out what they're really good at in second down. And they sort of looked at all the percentages and really, you know, they have a new analytics guy that they're working with too, but or an analyst, I guess, is the best way to phrase it. But, like, they really just broke down each play and figured out its value to them. And then tried to make sure that they could teach the plays that are the most valuable, that they think they're the best at doing, they think are the most effective against certain specific teams, and they're going to go with those. I think that there's sort of a simplicity to it, but it sounds really complicated when you describe what they did, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like analytics in every sport is it's like moving more towards that, right? I mean, to try to figure out the highest percentage.
Is this the guy from that used to be the defensive coordinator at Tennessee?
Yeah, John Jancic.
Yeah, John Jancic.
But it's interesting because, I'm not an analytics person, but I can sit down with the staff and tell you that when Kentucky was at third down with 1 and 3 against, a team going on third down with 1 or 3 yards to go, Kentucky stopped them 71% of the time. Mm. When you extend it to 4 and 6, Kentucky allowed them to go 26% of the time they got a stop.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
But, I mean, so it's a matter of 1 or 2 yards. And if Kentucky can just be better on first and second down, keep them 1 yard further back, they're going to be a much more effective third down team, much more effective defense in general.
Well, I mean, this stuff, to me, it's responsible for, like, Alex Smith's career. The quarterback who, he didn't do so well, but he was talented. It was clear that he was talented, but he didn't do so well the first couple of years. Harbaugh comes in, goes back, and looks at everything he did in college and what he's done well in the pros and focuses on that. And the next thing you know, he's good enough to, extend his career and make some money and started quarterback for the Chiefs for several years. So this analytics stuff means nothing if you don't have the talent. Kentucky appears to have the talent. That was kind of what it said to me. I didn't know all the analytics stuff, but what it said to me with Stoops was that, well, before we were plugging so many holes, we just couldn't do what we would like to do. And now we had a chance to sit back, look at it, and do it the way we want.
I think that's exactly what it was. And I think you already see it on the depth chart. Like, they were talking about, middle linebacker. They were moving Eli Brown over a little bit to play a little bit of middle linebacker. He's usually Jordan Jones' backup at weak side linebacker. But they like what Eli brings them on third down. So obviously someone has been charting what he's able to do on third down at that spot. A guy like Boogie Watson is another one that you're going to see on third down plays, I think. So, I think that they're really able, they're not just coaching this group anymore. They're not just trying to teach them the plays. I think they're able to get down to sort of the nitty gritty of what each player can do within those plays. And I think that if they're successful this season, that's going to be a big part of it. But it's going to be a part that's going to be really hard to describe to the average fan.
What about offensively and third down conversions? Because we've heard a lot, about Steven Johnson's great camp and how he's improved ball security, worked really hard on that, worked hard on his intermediate throwing game, I should say. And I feel like we kind of get that out of every camp with every coach, that the quarterbacks, made big-time strides. Do you expect to see a much improved Steven Johnson?
If I just, mop out all the stuff the coaches have said, if you get a player one-on-one and ask a defender, what's the most difficult thing to deal with the Kentucky offense, they will say it's just not fair that they have Kaywon Ross and C.J. Conrad, because those two guys have been really difficult to defend, especially in red zone situations. They have two guys that can move without the ball that Steven can find and that they
and
have a connection
big.
With. And they're big guys. Now, Freddie Maggard and I go back and forth about this. He says those bigger guys are sometimes can't get open, and that creates problems for quarterbacks. So they look great on paper, but they're not necessarily great guys at getting the ball to in clutch situations like that. So, I think that there's sort of a back and forth to both of those things. But, if you drown out the coaches and you just ask the players that are going against them every day, there are some guys that Steven has that are weapons in the middle of the field, and he's been able to find them. We only saw, one fan day practice, and then media was allowed in for, I think, 5 or 6 periods at some point a couple weeks ago. And you saw Steven making those throws. Now, does he make those throws with hands in his faces? Does he make those throws against SEC defenses? Let's wait and see. But, from my vantage point, there are some people that are saying the same things, and they're not just coaches.
We're talking with the Lexington Herald leaders, Jen Smith, here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. When Mark Stoops and Eddie Grand say, we would like to get Drew Barker in the game, we would love to, we got to see how it goes, you think that means what?
It's funny. Beat writers have been sitting around talking about this for the last week and a half, and I don't have a great answer for you. My gut instinct, I know nothing behind the scenes. I've not gotten a coach to say anything differently than what they've said publicly, but my gut behind the scenes is their hope. When they say we hope, their hope is that Steven Johnson will help them get out to such a big lead that Drew Barker can go in the second half and show some things that he can do and prove that he's back and get comfortable going in and getting hit, because he needs to get hit. That hasn't happened yet. He had back surgery in November, They say he's 100%, but I think until you get smacked around a little bit and you know that your back can handle the pummeling, I think then, you know, you have to think about, you know, you have to worry and wonder, I think, about Drew Barker. So that's what I think that they mean. But, you know, I don't know. You know, later in on his radio show, Stoops sort of clarified it and said, I think when you get into a quarterback, two quarterback situation, it gets a little dicey, a little risky. So I don't think that that's the direction that they're headed. But I wouldn't be surprised if Drew has some specialty plays, much like the Wildcat package, where they yeah. put him in to do specific things. And, I think that could be really fun to watch, too.
That's what I was going to say, is what's their end game? Because I don't think they... It doesn't seem like they want to transition midway through the season into having Drew be the starter, unless things go so poorly with Steven. And like you and Stoops mentioned, like sometimes, you know, if you got two quarterbacks, you got no quarterback, right? That's the old adage. So I know they want to get him in the game and get, but long term, I mean, Steven Johnson's the starting quarterback, barring injury or a collapse of this team, right?
I would have to think so. I mean, I don't know a guy that's led Kentucky to 7 wins in their final 10 games and been able to do it so effectively. I think that one of the things that this sort of enables them to do, having Drew back, one of the things enables them to do is maybe create some designed quarterback runs for Steven, something that he could be really good at, something that could make him really, you know, potent, give the offense a different dimension, because they're no longer, you know, completely stressed that Steven is their only choice. You know, he's their only option. If Steven goes down, you're bringing in a true freshman. You know, so I think that there's that situation that, you know, really could benefit Kentucky in the long run, getting Steven a few more designed QB runs. But, you know, I do think that they want Steven to be the quarterback. I think he's sort of become the face and the voice of that team. I don't think that there's any locker room back and forth about it.
Yeah.
I think he's the guy.
Now, when you look at the final numbers from last season, Kentucky's offense wound up running the ball 64% of the time, passing 36% of the time. That doesn't seem to be what Eddie Grant would like to do. He's just playing to UK's strengths. Do you think that changes this year? More balance?
When everything stopped and everybody started, you know, dissecting the season, and I sat down with Darren Hinshaw, the thing that he said that struck me was, we want our offense ultimately to look like it did in that Louisville game.
Yeah,
and if you look at those numbers, it was much closer to 50-50.
Right.
They used the run to set up really long passes. And I think if you add intermediate throws, that adds another dimension that we talked about earlier. But, like, I think that ultimately the offense that you saw against Louisville is the offense that they'd like to go to bat with this season.
And with no Jeff Bidette, who do you see as the kind of the home run hitter with Steven?
I think Garrett Johnson is that guy. I think, you know, we all know him as sort of the interior slot receiver, but they have a lot of options there now. I mean, Charles Walker is obviously a sure-handed guy that they can use on third downs, but you've also got Lynn Bowden. You've also got Cleveland Thomas that nobody's talking about, but he is really, I think of all the wide receivers that everybody's talking about, he's the one that's getting talked about the least, but has impressed the coaches the most.
Yeah, and Juice is probably going, you know what, let me go long and let those younger guys go across the middle and get their heads cracked. How about that?
Yeah, but seriously, I mean, think about Garrett. I mean, think about what Juice did against Florida a couple of seasons ago at Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Those wheel routes, if they can get Steven to hit an accurate wheel route and Garrett is wide open, he's going to go long. I mean, you don't necessarily have to be a burner like Jeff Bidette was to really mess with the defense. And I think that Garrett is smart enough and understands the game and understands this offense enough that he could be a real weapon, whether he's as fast as Jeff or not.
And we mentioned this before we had you on the show, but Juice is 111 yards shy of tying Randall Cobb for 7th most receiving yards in UK history, and Mary Jo went.
I just can't believe that.
Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I just can't fathom that.
Yeah. Well, Jen, where are you in Hattiesburg now? Are you in Gulfport?
I'm in Jackson.
Jackson?
I'm in Jackson driving to pick up John Clay so we can head to the game. So.
I'm going to Jackson.
I honestly have no idea where in the middle of Mississippi I am right now, but I'm going to get there.
So real quick, what's your prediction? What do you think happens today? Because I do have some nerves.
You're the only person who's asked me that, and I've done like 20 radio shows this week. Nobody asked me to predict anything because I'm supposed to just talk about the team.
Well, I want to know, dang it.
I think my gut says 42-24, Kentucky.
Yeah.
I think that Southern Miss, you know, their defense is pretty sound, but I think Kentucky's offense is better. And I think there are a lot of big question marks with Southern Miss's offense.
Yep. Looking at Southern Miss, I mean, they just now, right, they announced that they're going to start Keon Howard Is that right?
Yeah.
At quarterback?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's not terribly reliable. I mean, he's, you know, but, you know, they've had some running quarterbacks that have done some damage to them that have come in late and really surprised some people. So we'll see.
Well, enjoy your time in Mississippi. And thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jen.
Right. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye. Jen Smith, great stuff from her.
And really definitely follow Jen Herald Leader.
Yeah.
On Twitter. That's it's a good place to go to get all your football fix.
That stuff about Jancic, really good too. All right, back with more here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
See, very intrigued by the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
What were you saying about Gab?
There was this Zab Judah. Honestly, Jab Judah is a much better name for a boxer.
Yeah. And a Brewers ace.
Actually, Guillermo, put it on the poll, please. What's a better name for a boxer? Zab Judah or Jab Judah?
Dan Le Batard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Football season is here, and it's time to score big and get in on the action with MyBookie.ag. MyBookie is an industry-leading website and the best place for you to cash in on all the insane last-minute drives, huge upsets, and heart-pounding finishes. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. They have in-game live betting on nearly every sporting event, plus a user-friendly mobile site so you never miss a single play. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout? Come join MyBookie today. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. Call 844-900-2387 or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. That's 844-900-BETS or go online to mybookie.ag and use promo code RADIO. Win with the best only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
When you are injured or intentionally attacked at a place of business, there are things you should know and things you should do. First, know that you will have the burden to prove that the place of business knew or should have known of the dangerous condition. Make sure someone goes back and immediately takes pictures. Keep any and all receipts to prove you were there. Get witnesses if you can, and keep your shoes and clothing that you were wearing at the time of the injury. When you're the victim of a crime, that very business or public facility may not have provided proper lighting or security. They also may have negligently hired the person responsible for your injury. Once you hire us, we begin the process of obtaining evidence, taking witness statements, and investigating your claim. Time is of the essence. Don't wait. Call us on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's #529 or visit forthepeople.com. Morgan & Morgan, for the people. Offices, Lexington.
Oh no! I broke my iPhone.
Experimat can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimat.
Experimat? What's that?
Experimat is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimat repairs it. Experimat, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita's. Or call 859-368-9265. Experimat. Computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
Shuffle your way into Wing Zone this football season and try one of the delicious tailgate specials. Not sure what your favorite flavor is? No problem. Wing Zone will get you in the zone. Like them sweet with no heat? Try Honey Barbecue, Liquid Gold, or Sweet Samurai. Need a little spice? Check out Thai Chili, Tokyo Dragon, or Smokin' BBQ. Whatever your flavor zone is, Wing Zone has you covered all season long. Pack in the flavor with a tailgate special. Call today for more details. Southland Drive, 259-1300. Eureka Springs, 259-1400. No tailgate party is complete without a tailgate special from Wing Zone.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So we had Jen Smith from Lexington Herald Leader just on, and her prediction was 42-24 Kentucky. Dari Noka of the SEC Network and ESPN, and he has a show that precedes ours with Darian Mell. He picked SMU outright.
Yeah.
Barrett Sally of CBSSports.com. He says, Kentucky's defense, while experienced, will struggle with potent Eagles off Golden Eagles offense. But Wildcats running back Benny Snow will put the game away in the fourth quarter and allow Coach Mark Stoops and his Wildcats to get out of Hattiesburg with a hard-fought, close win. Take Southern Miss plus 10.5 was his advice.
By the way, this would be UK's 600th win.
Yeah, sitting on 599, now entering what, their 127th season of football? Is that right?
Yes.
127 years of football, 600 wins if they should beat Southern Miss today. Dennis is on the line. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, you two. How's everybody on this fine, true blue morning?
I think everybody's good.
Yeah.
I think so, too. But, you know, I'm sitting back and I'm thinking, and I'm going to use an Elvis Presley song as this year's season. It's now or never.
It's now or never, yeah.
And you know, we have a team, and, you know, UK football fans, we're like the redhead stepchildren that'll take any crumbs in the corner, but I think enough's enough. You know, we had a great season. We had a good building season. And I think it's now or never because we got a quarterback that has been in this system now, so he's got some good experience.
Dennis, hang on. I don't mean to interrupt you, but what do you mean by now? Do you mean they have to get 7 wins? Do you mean they have to get 8 or 9 wins? They just can't fall below 6? Like, what is your mark of now?
I'm saying 8-4 and a Florida victory.
8-4 and a win over Florida.
I think most people take that.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say that is because, you know, when Rich Brooks was here, you know, we were like, okay. And then all of a sudden, you remember, we were ranked 8 one time at Rich Brooks.
Heading into that South Carolina game at South Carolina, it was a Thursday night. I'll never forget. Because they were like 5th or something.
And this team wasn't used to that. This team wasn't used to being that high ranked. And I'm just thinking, you know, with the talent we have, you don't have to teach talent. These kids have it. You don't have to teach intensity, but you need to harness it. I just think this year we need to be the team that's just going to go out and stomp on everybody and say, you know what? We're not at the dance with no dates. We have a lot of dates. And I just think this would be a great time to say, you know what? Let's go down there. Let's take what we need to take. Let's steal one right from them. And let's build on the next win. And I just think, you know, I'm really excited about this year. I really think Lynn Bowden's going to be an awesome addition. Benny Snell's ready to be the leader, and I think that's what we need. We need a leader that's going to step up, get in players' face. Because you remember how, you know, we had some players like that here. I mean, we had players that got in players' faces, like, you know what, enough. Step up, step back, or go clean out your locker. But, guys, let's just do it. Let's have a great win. Let's beat Florida. Let's tear down goalposts. Mitch Barnhart, have that checkbook ready because you're going to be writing some of this shit.
Time to beat Florida. Time to beat Florida. You can't be a school that has a losing streak of 20, 30 years to anyone.
No.
Anyone. I don't care who it is. You can't have that kind of streak going on, especially with an annual opponent. So it's got to stop. I mean, the Florida stuff, it has to stop. And you're right, now or never.
It's got to stop. Fry the gator, bread it, fillet it, whatever you want to do. Just fry it up, eat it, and go home. You guys have a good day.
With a piece of the goalpost.
There you go.
And I do think Benny Snell is taking on that leadership role.
Yeah,
I do think he's vocal, and I do think he's ready. I think Denzel Ware maybe would fit into that situation on the defensive side where he's not afraid to get in someone's face. Mm-hmm. I think Mike Edwards probably the same way.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's guys out there.
Yeah, I think there's guys that don't have to get in guys' faces. By that I mean that there are enough guys that aren't going to need that kind of confrontation. They're going to take care of business. They know what to do. You know what I mean?
And do you think that's because now maybe more than... Well, certainly more than the last few years. There's a guy right behind that guy that if he's not doing his job,
yes,
he's moving in and taking that spot.
And there's a culture change.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
Well, we've got about 25 minutes left on the show. So if you want to get on, 381-1313.
Yes, thank you,
let us know what you think. Thanks, Dennis. And
Let's get to a break, Mary Jo.
I'm still nervous, Dan. My stomach still hurts.
We'll talk about it more here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey, y'all. It's Ryan Hilliard with Berkshire Hathaway DeMovlin Properties. It's a very exciting time in the Lexington real estate market. I love it when my clients trust Bluegrass Land Title in the biggest investment of their life. They're what I would consider the complete closing package. Their dedication to client service, their professionalism, their overall efficiency in making the home buying process is second to none. So when you're buying or selling your home, consider giving Bluegrass Land Title a call at 859-266-1611. Also, check them out online at bluegrasslandtitle.com.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some summer plumbing tips. Be careful what you put down your disposal after your cookout. Run cold water at full pressure for 15 seconds before and after you put anything down the disposal to flush it through, and never put instant stuffing, potato mixes, or any just-add-water foods down the drain. For all your plumbing needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the
Plumbing Busters!
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Looking for healthy, homemade food in a humble, hospitable environment? Look no further than Skewers in Lexington. Delicious, authentic Mediterranean menu items including salads, soups, falafels, kebabs, baba ganoush, baklava, and many more. We also feature combo trays of locally purchased meats and produce, and we cater party orders. Visit us at 130 West Tiverton Way or order online at www.skewerslexington.com or by phone and have any of our delicious food delivered straight to you. Skewers, the only authentic Mediterranean food in this area.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some summer plumbing tips. Be careful what you put down your disposal after your cookout. Run cold water at full pressure for 15 seconds before and after you put anything down the disposal to flush it through, and never put instant stuffing, potato mixes, or any just-add-water foods down the drain. For all your plumbing needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the
Plumbing Busters!
I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Idle Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
Fall golf is gorgeous at French Lick Resort. Perched on one of the highest points in Indiana, the Pete Dye Course hosted the first ever senior LPGA championship this summer. Ask the ladies, the views are spectacular. The venerable Donald Ross Course is looking better than ever as it celebrates its centennial. Go to FrenchLick.com and save with our Hall of Fame package. Play legendary golf at French Lick Resort this fall.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show.
local, and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I got a whole lot of money. Yelling for me. Bottle keep popping that water, bad jacket. So do they keep going with this song? I mean, does this keep going, or is this from another time and something new emerges? I mean, like, Kentucky is going to be 1-0
like
today.
Like they start playing Despacito or something?
I don't know. Let's say they come back from South Carolina 3-0 going into the Florida game. If they beat South Carolina down there, what are they playing in the locker room? What comes into the Florida game? That's the way it was.
Yeah.
2 years ago, they went down to South Carolina, won that game, and here they were playing Florida, and it's a party.
But that's 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that in situations like that, like,
it's just organic, right?
Yes, it's organic, but also the players have some say
in
that.
They make it. Yeah.
They pick it.
So what's a good, like, party, good, feel-good song that's, you know, hip-hop that's now?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I'm too old to know. I give love to all my people.
I just don't know.
Brad, anything? No. Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see. They'll have to beat South Carolina.
Something by Migos?
Yeah, possibly. Or,
So, yeah. Migos has a song called T-Shirt. Have you heard that song?
No, uh-uh.
Well, there's not even a full line. There's like a half of a line. And it's the only line that John knows, my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And last night we were out with some friends for dinner and all the way there in the car and like randomly through the night, he would just go, "Mama told me." And that's the only part he knows. Like he doesn't even finish the sentence because he doesn't know all the rest of it. I don't know why I share that, but he just goes, "Mom told me."
What'd she tell you, John?
I know. Nobody knows. No one knows.
Well, you know, we talked about it earlier, but this game today, 4 o'clock.
What is the spread, by the way?
Ten and a half almost everywhere you go. 10.5. 4 o'clock, 86 degrees is the forecast. No, I mean, it's supposed to be overcast, no rain, a relatively low humidity at 53%. So it shouldn't be that sweltering heat, and it shouldn't be stormy, rainy. Now, UK, under Coach Stoops, in road games. Remember that South Carolina win that we were just talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That broke the streak of like 20 consecutive road losses. That got it going. And then last year, Kentucky won at Louisville and at Missouri. So Stoops 3-15 in road games. But this is first true road win in a season opener would be since beating Louisville in 2010.
Now let me ask you this, Dan.
Okay.
Does your TV solely stay on UK Southern Miss?
No.
Or are you checking out the Michigan-Florida game?
I'm flipping it back there.
Okay.
When Kentucky Southern Miss goes to commercial break, I'm flipping it over to Florida-Michigan, without a doubt. I'm keeping an eye on that. And then, of course, I'm coming back to – I'll record UK Southern Miss so that anytime I flip back and I'm late, I could rewind it back if I want.
Yeah.
You know? That's how it's going down in my house.
Yeah.
Are you going out somewhere or will you watch it at home?
We're going to a friend's house and he has got 3 TVs mounted up on his wall.
Is he single?
Yes.
Yeah. That's why he's got 3 TVs mounted on his wall.
And I have said, and he's also not a Kentucky fan.
Oh!
Right? It's weird. It's a whole thing. But so I'm like, main TV, 4 o'clock, and he goes, Michigan, Florida. Mm. I was like, no. I mean, main TV.
Right.
We've got sound on. We got to have the Kentucky game. I just.
Yes.
Or I won't come. Like, if you don't want me to be there, fine. But I'm not going to go somewhere and leave my house and my couch.
Yeah.
If if you're not going to have the Kentucky game?
Because it's 7:30, is he going to put Louisville-Purdue on main TV? Or is it going to be Alabama-Florida State?
Yeah, it'll be Alabama-Florida. Okay. I could care less about that Louisville game.
Yeah. Oh, but is your friend a Louisville fan?
No, he's okay. A Penn State fan.
Oh, God.
I know.
Ugh. All right.
It's a whole thing. And a Kansas basketball fan. Like, I just don't even
know. Oh, come on.
No, I know. It's...
Come on!
It's too much. And a Steelers fan. Like, everything about him, I should, in theory, hate. But he's funny.
Well, I'm going to go take care of business, whatever, things, errands, things that husbands and fathers have to do on weekends. And I'm going to be home by 3:30.
But I was going to say, you could do that tomorrow. There's no games tomorrow.
Well, the game's in the evening.
Yeah, tomorrow. But you got all day tomorrow.
I got other stuff I got to do tomorrow, too, though.
Bless, Dan. You are so busy all
the
time.
I'm not mowing the yard today. It has to be mowed tomorrow.
You have got so much crap you have got to do all the time.
Always. It's just always. It's just the way it is. Yeah. But so what I will miss is Kent State at Clemson. Akron at Penn State.
I mean, I don't think you're going to miss.
Maryland at Texas. NC State, South Carolina is at 3 o'clock. I would like to watch some of that.
I would like to watch some of that, too, because I don't know anything about either one of those teams.
Yeah.
And that was in a game in my pick'em, and I just didn't even know what...
South Carolina's quarterback is supposed to, you know.
Yeah.
And their defense under Matt Muschamp. But then, of course,
Michigan,
Florida.
And also, I want to see how they... How they look, right? Because Kentucky has been better than South Carolina the last few years. So I really want to, I'm interested to see what they look like.
And then, you know, I might also include in my flipping from Michigan, Florida, and UK Southern Miss. I mean, UK Southern Miss, obviously, I'm staying on mostly. But I will occasionally flip over to the SEC Network and see what Mississippi State is doing against Charleston Southern. Just be interested there. And then I want to keep up with Appalachian State at Georgia. That's at 6:15. I want to know how Georgia is handling their business. Then at 7:30, it's Georgia Southern at Auburn. Unless Georgia Southern makes that a game, I'm not watching any of that.
No.
I am going to watch, for sure, some of Louisville-Purdue. I want to see if Lamar Jackson and Louisville's offense is going to come out and get after it. If Purdue's offense under Jeff Brohm is going to be able to put points on the board. Watch a little bit of that, but of course, by 8 o'clock. So, I mean, 30 minutes of Louisville-Purdue, and I'm done. I'm over to Alabama, Florida State.
Yeah.
I just hope, with everything, that that game lives up to it. Like, I just hope that Alabama doesn't come out and is up 21-0. You know? I just want to see a good, good football game go to the end.
I don't think that that's going to happen. I don't think it'll be some sort of blowout. I do think Florida State is a good team.
Yeah.
You know, sure, and they so. And DeAndre Francois is now, is he a junior now?
I don't know. He's good.
He's good. And listen, Florida State always has dudes on defense.
Yeah.
I mean, they just always do.
Mm-hmm. Derwin James, is that his name they've got in the secondary? Well, the good news is, if for some reason that game's a blowout at halftime, you can flip over and watch BYU-LSU in New Orleans. I like that.
It ain't going to be a blowout, Dan. No. There's just no way.
We will join in progress, by the way, Florida State, Alabama, here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. And we also have the pregame show with Neil Jackson and Coach Steve Ortmeier at 2:30. We got to take one more break. We got Kevin on the line. Kevin, we'll get to you right after this on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Ride rough, ride tough, MLS Power Sports, got the ride you're looking for.
The Arctic Cat Factory Authorized Clearance Event is going on now at MLS Power Sports, and it's bigger than ever with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.9% on brand new Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Don't miss out on your next ride and hurry into MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously. Ride rough, ride tough. MLS Power Sports, got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Emergency.
I need somebody at my apartment. My son is overdosed.
Is he breathing?
Is he breathing, Mark? He's not breathing. Please,
911 calls like the one you just heard are far too frequent in Kentucky. More than 1,300 Kentuckians died last year of a drug overdose. Don't wait until it's too late. If you need help for yourself or for someone else, visit don'tletthemdie.com.
Listen to the Big Blue Report on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, brought to you by Republic Bank. From checking and savings accounts to online and mobile banking to home loans, Republic Bank makes banking easier. Republic Bank, it's just easier here. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Shuffle your way into Wing Zone this football season and try one of the delicious tailgate specials. Not sure what your favorite flavor is? No problem. Wing Zone will get you in the zone. Like them sweet with no heat? Try honey barbecue, liquid gold, or sweet samurai. Need a little spice? Check out Thai chili, Tokyo Dragon, or smoking BBQ. Whatever your flavor zone is, Wing Zone has you covered all season long. Pack in the flavor with a tailgate special. Call today for more details. South and Drive, 259-1300. Eureka Springs, 259-1400. No tailgate party is complete without a tailgate special from Wing Zone.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Brad, I like it today, brother. I love it today. We got Metallica, AC/DC, Guns N' Roses, Black Sabbath. That's what I'm talking about right there. Football. Let's get back to the phone lines. Kevin is on. Kevin, good morning. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Hey, I got a prediction for you that kind of key in on something that a lot of people don't know about.
Okay.
The guy that's going to win the SEC Player of the Year this year is Jared Stidham at Auburn.
Jared Stidham, the quarterback, the transfer. Yeah. Where did he transfer from?
He transferred from Baylor, but I got a little...
That's right.
He's from Madison County. My son played Y basketball with him.
I didn't know that.
Really?
He's from Berea.
So where did he go to high school? Did he leave before high school?
Yeah, they moved to Texas.
Okay.
But he is a phenomenal quarterback, and he's going to... you hear rumblings about the guy.
Yeah.
But he's a really, really good. I watched him play Baylor, and he was so accurate. So there's a little surprise for you.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are high on Auburn going places with him, coupled with Cameron Petway. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty neat. We had a lot of talent in Madison County in those
Pull over, Kevin.
Damian Harris. He played youth football with Damian Harris, too. So we had Damian Harris and Jared Stidham.
Well, Madison Southern would have had Stidham at quarterback with Damian at running back. Look out.
What about if Madison Central had Damian Harris and Stidham?
Oh, yeah,
you know. Madison Central would have liked to have him.
But some pretty phenomenal talent for a little area here in a year period there. But
no doubt about
it. Keep an eye on Jared Stidham.
All right. We'll do it.
I like that. I'm excited to watch him.
Yeah.
I also think you're probably, in my mind, today, you're going to have to do something to knock Jalen Hurts, or he's going to have to do something to hurt himself when you're talking about SEC Player of the Year.
I feel like he's
Feel like he's kind of starting starting in the...
Yeah, maybe Heisman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the top spot here.
By the way, thank you, Kevin, for the call. We only have a few minutes left, so let's get down to business here. Who wins score? Who wins? What's the score? Kentucky?
So I'm going to say Kentucky wins. And I'm going to say it's 27-24.
27-24?
Yeah, so I think Southern Miss covers.
Okay. I say 38-17. Kentucky, of course.
Yeah. Well, see, we're both predicting a win. There we go.
There it is. All right. Who's the star?
Brad,
on offense?
What do you think? Never mind.
Just tell us. Just say 38-27. We'll write Brad. You going to be here tomorrow? Yes. All right. Otherwise, I wouldn't write it down.
Benny Snell. Benny Snell for me.
Benny Snell's the offensive star. I mean, how could it not be Benny Snell?
Yeah. I mean, that's
defense. Who's the stud?
I'm going to go Jordan Jones. Just too easy. I mean, those are such obvious picks. But it being the first game of the season, mm-hmm. I don't know how to pick anybody else than the two guys that were the best on both last year.
Give me Denzel Ware. I think some sacks are coming from Denzel Ware today. Maybe three.
Three? Wow.
That would be huge. Will Lynn Bowden score today?
No.
No. I say yes. He's getting in the end zone today. Today! Will the defense give up less than 262 rushing yards, which is what they gave up last year to SMU. 262 rushing
yards. They will not allow that many rushing yards.
They're not going to allow 262. No. I agree. That has been a huge focus, stopping the run. All right, 1 minute left. Record for the year.
I'm going to go 7 wins.
7 wins, says Mary Jo. So 7-5. I'm going 8-4. I think everybody's going 8-4. Brad, what are you going? 7-5.
I don't think they beat Florida, and I don't think they beat Louisville.
I think, sorry, Louisville, but it's here. Kentucky is moving on, and you're coming in here. I don't care what happened last year. It's happening again. Here's one I don't think. Tennessee. They don't beat Tennessee. Florida, to me, is still a stretch. I just think it feels like they could do it this year with the home game. But Tennessee, there's something. Tennessee has some kind of mojo, some voodoo, and Kentucky just can't beat it.
I might have just talked myself into 6-6.
Oh, no!
But I'm going to stay with 7-5. Let's go. I'll be optimistic.
Tune in tomorrow. John Hale, he's down there covering the game in Hattiesburg for the Courier-Journal. He will join us tomorrow to discuss your reactions, recap, all that stuff tomorrow morning on the Dan and Mary Jo Show. Make sure you stick around 2:30. It's going to be Neil Jackson and Coach Steve Ortmeier to preview Kentucky and Southern Miss. Thanks for listening to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Spend a week with Mike and Mike.
This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is.
Here we are, back and not better than ever.
We are doing the show from the frozen tundra.
Sound like you're whining a little bit.
Everything is good with a little Cheetos on it.
Pardon me. I'm having the Cheetos grilled cheese with a side of the Cheetos crusted fried pickles.
Love it.
Frank Caliendo, welcome, Frank.
Bonnie, those are my fruity pebbles.
I'm a delight.
Sure.
I'm Mr. Funny.
All the fun starts.